Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Monday, the 24th of August. My streak may be coming to an end, team. My streak of podcasts may be coming to an end. I have got some personal issues to deal with over the next, I don't know how long this could go on for, but certainly going to occupy me for the next few days, probably the next week. I won't go into exactly what it is, other than to use one word. That's where Trump says China. I will say Malta. I'm a little ball of rage at the minute, so don't wind me up. I am right on the cusp, and there's a few fucking idiots on FTS that a bit of speed and guile and a punch to the fucking throat might sort out. I'm fucking warning people. I've got no problem helping people, but fucking wind me up in this next week and there will be a ray. I tell you what I hate, I was going to cover this yesterday, I will fucking cover it now, is people who fucking have a go at you and take the shit and then you pull them up on it and they go, I was only joking. No, you weren't. You weren't fucking joking. You've been called out because you're a cunt. That's what you are. And that's the fucking C word. Yes, you are. And I fucking detest it. Oh, no. No, I was only joking. No, you weren't. You've been fucking caught out. There's a great thing in England where people don't, you know, they let life pass them by. Don't call people out. I'll fucking call them out on it. You're a fucking cunt. That is what you are. I was only joking. No, you weren't. No, you fucking weren't. You fucking, there's some fucking complete and utter fucking cunts about. And that's the facts of it. And a lot of them hang out on Twitter. They know who they fucking are. Go and fuck off. Fucking annoys me that. I was only joking. Yeah, no, you fucking weren't. Fuck off. Fucking pricks. But yeah, watch out. And I don't say that lightly. I don't tolerate it. I'm not fucking having it. Simple as that. And it doesn't matter who you are. I really couldn't give a fuck who you are. You can be the fucking queen. It doesn't bother me. People who just think they live in this society can say what they fucking like. Fuck off. We all have things going on. And at the minute, I've got something going on. And if you fucking wind me up because you think you're being funny and you think you're clever and you think you're fucking smart, you can go and fucking do one, I tell you. Other than that, for the people who are decent, I will continue to help you all I can, but my time, I don't know whether I'm going to have to go out there in the next couple of days. It may well be the case. I'm sort of living on news at the minute. So, yeah, that's it, basically. But everything will continue to run. I've never not failed, no matter what the situation, to keep FTS ticking, and it will tick. If there's ultimate processes, they will be done. FDD will obviously be done. Things like where I had a couple of Zoom meetings I was hoping to hold, I've got just to postpone those. I will update later in the week. And this may have to just go for a few days, depending on my time. I've just, as I say, I've got far more important things to worry about at the minute than putting a few bets out on here. But that's it. Yeah, anyway, both the bets on here lost yesterday. I did put a lay the draw on St Johnstone late on the on Twitter, which came in. So I hope some got on that. It was a nice low risk one. Made a few quid. An interesting point. Martin put, am I watching the game? No, Martin, I don't watch games. I trade. Everything I do is done on price. You know, I don't use, even on FDD, I don't use the stats columns and things. It's everything I do is pretty much price and price based and model based. And that was it. I've said many times, I am not good enough to watch a game of football, determine a team is going to score or there's going to be a goal, and price all that up and decide whether it's value or not, that I could do that 1,000 times and make money. I am nowhere near good enough to do that. Admire the people who are, fair play to them. I'd love to know the process, but I don't actually do it, and I don't watch a lot of football. But saying that, I did watch the second half of the Champions League last night. Well, I watched about 60 minutes. And PSG will probably be kicking themselves, aren't they? Mbappe just didn't turn up, should have scored in that first half. They had a few chances second half. Bayern controlled the ball overall, but I thought PSG had the more dangerous chances. So I got that one wrong. But I do, even watching it now, thinking about it now rather, I do think they should have probably, certainly should have scored, which obviously may have changed the game anyway, with Bayern pressing a bit more. But certainly be ruining their opportunities. And I understand, madly enough, that Tuchel now may get sacked. Brutal old game, innit? But that's it. Yeah, I've nothing else. I've got no time for fucking idiots today. I really haven't. That's it. Yeah, so... I can have football for today. No, I have got some for today. Sorry. My brain isn't... It's not with it. I have got... what have I got? Brain's gone. Sorry, guys. St. Truden as a first half goal. St. Truden. So about 25 minutes in. St. Truden, a first half goal. That's a 7:45 kickoff. And also at 7:45, Estac Troy Le Havre over 2.5 is value. So backing through the first 10-20 minutes over 2.5 at Estac Troy Le Havre. And remove your liability on a goal. Ultimate, there is a half-time CSLAs. If you haven't seen my tweet or check the members area, they're going to be spasmodic at the minute. But there is one of those on site for this evening as well. So if you use those, do make sure you check. And there's no beginner, nothing else. All that I will continue to update. Don't fret. That will all be the first thing I do every day is getting all that stuff sorted, as always. So don't, if I do go missing, do not worry. Everything will be updated that needs to be updated to keep the football side and the racing side going and files coming out. Right, that's it, guys. I may be back tomorrow. I may not. I honestly don't know. I'd like to keep the run going just for my own sort of stubbornness, really. But it might just be that I have to park a few things for a little while. Hey, if I had a time machine and could wind back about 30 years and get my daughter back as a baby, it'd be perfect. Right, I will see you all. Lee Cow, can you code a time machine? I'll speak to you all tomorrow. I may speak to you tomorrow. I don't know, I can't say for definite, because I honestly don't know. But I may speak to you tomorrow. If not, then... it'll be whenever. Okay, all right, guys. See you later. Bye.